Well, my time clock was running. How about yours? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, depending on what part of the world you're listening to us in. Jeff Bennett here with another installment of Protecting Your Wealth on this 24th day of January. 24th day. Nearly 3.5 weeks of this month gone by. 3.5 weeks of this year. What do we continue to see? Insanity in Washington with the shutdown, which frankly doesn't bother me, because if we can do without that many people for this long, it seems to me we need to start shedding some jobs at the levels of federal government, huh? Now Trump caves in again, has agreed to hold off on his State of the Union address until after the shutdown is over. I hate to say it, folks, but the man doesn't have a pair. He tries as far as he can go, but they're winning. The other side's winning. Pelosi lays down the law, and he eventually caves. If I were him, I'd go on national television. Of course, try to get ABC, CBS, or NBC to carry it. Ha, ha, ha. They'll break into it for some emergency, like, you know, Tupac Shakur has been found alive or something off the wall like that. Oh, there's rumors about that out there, that he's in a studio cutting a new album. Unreal. Markets continue to do their crazy things. As of right now, the Dow's down about 48 points at 24,527.80. S&P 500 is off 83 at 26,38. NASDAQ is the only one that's up today at almost 34 points at 7,059. Oh, it just dropped. It's now up only 34 points, whatever. Global Dow is up 133 at 2084. Gold's down about $5 today, currently sitting at somewhere around 1285. Oil up 55 cents today. Gas prices have been dropping pretty heavily around us. You know, they're down the last few weeks about 20 cents a gallon. It, you know, kind of gives you the impetus to make sure you keep your tank full. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Well, let's see. What are some of the other headlines? Here are the best ways to save your family money on Disneyland tickets. No, thank you. Not remotely interested. I haven't even looked at this one. The one thing that's making Americans less satisfied with their finances. I'll tell you exactly what the one thing is. The finances ain't going very far. That simple. Stock market could feel dragged from the shutdown by next week, analysts warn. Oh, gee, here we go with the analysts. They've all got the answers. I don't attempt to come in here and come on the air as an analyst. I'll be making some comments about that a little bit later in the program, and they will upset some of you. It's a reality. I cannot stomach financial newsletter writers. They've all got promises to make. Silver's going to 500 an ounce. Gold's going to 5,000 an ounce. Better get on board now. They're appealing to a certain type of individual that falls for that garbage. Sure, silver's going to go to 500 an ounce and gold will go to 5,000. Not in our lifetime, but they'll do it. Now, who knows? It could happen in 3-4 years. Could happen in 3-4 days, but no. Is this what you want to hear? You want to hear that if you buy gold today at around $1,300 an ounce or whatever the case may happen to be, that in 6 months it's going to be worth $5,000 an ounce? That's the same kind of garbage the Bitcoin people got sucked into. And boy, when Bitcoin, you know, $19,000, $2,000 a Bitcoin, and everybody got excited because they believed it was going to go to a million. Maybe someday it will. Stop buying the nonsense. Stop buying the words that emanate out of a newsletter salesman's mouth. Because that's how you got taken hook, line, and sinker. You just put out for a newsletter and $130 or $250 bucks a year or whatever the case may be. So you can have the guy tell you what you want to hear. but it's not necessarily reality. That's pretty important. Maybe what I should do, well, no, I'll wait. Maybe I won't wait. Maybe I'll just lay it on you right now. Some months ago, I saw a piece of writing. I don't know if it was on Facebook. I don't know where it was. Don't even know who the guy is. He signs himself as Silver Burner. Maybe some of you know who the guy is. I have to clean this up a little bit because it does get a wee bit guttural. The guy's got a two-paragraph offering. He said, I wonder if all the newsletter folks, Bix, David Silver, Gorilla Morgan, Jim Golden, Butthole Wiley, he doesn't use that term, Lynette Zhang and the rest, throw big parties at the end of the year. Now listen to this carefully because this really nails the head. It hits the nail on the head. Do they throw big parties at the end of the year to count their newsletter money? You know, that's green paper fiat money. And do they have a good laugh at we precious metal investors and what suckers we are for listening to them? Some of them might compete to see who can come up with the most outrageous prediction that we suckers. Hey, good deal. We're having technical issues today. I was on Skype a while ago, had no problem with it, and I'm hearing that the connection's kind of slow today, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, so back to our commentary. I'm sorry if this offends you, because some of you people subscribe to various different economic newsletters, specifically those who tout gold and silver. Those of us who've had any association with RBN for any number of years as a host, as a broadcaster, as a celebrity, as a whatever the case may happen to be, a listener. Many years ago, you used to listen to Bob Chapman here on the air. Bob was always an interesting guest. But guess what Bob was selling? Newsletters. Bob was on 10 or 12 different programs a week around the internet. And always agreed with whatever gold and silver salespeople were selling. And one day I was able to prove to him he was wrong. And I said, Bob, specialize in the area of your expertise. Don't step into my world. And it's one thing to talk about the theory of gold and silver ownership and the real reasons for owning it. Don't talk about it in investment terms other than an investment in long-term security for your family. Don't start talking about buying it at $800 an ounce and being able to sell out at $1,400 or $2,000 or $2,500. You know, it'll be at $2,500 by this time next year. Maybe that's what you want to hear. Maybe those are the levels I need to stoop to wake people up and to get them to go empty out their coffee jars and empty out their savings accounts, which they have next to nothing left of anyway. No thanks to this marvelous economy we're living in. Where's this recovery we've been hearing about? I haven't seen it. When I posted this piece on Morgana Precious Metals, it's under the headline, Assessment. And the two paragraphs that I just shared with you from this guy, Silverburner, I stated, the above is what I've been telling my listeners and customers for many, many years. Stop listening to the newsletter salesmen and women. Their expertise, my friends, is writing a newsletter. Those who subscribe to their newsletter do so because they tell them what they want to hear, not necessarily reality. I go on to say, use your common sense. Maintain your privacy. Stop listening to and reading these phony promises or you'll wind up with Beavis and Butthead syndrome. Do you get it? You know what Beavis and Butthead syndrome is?
Cornholio.
Heed the warnings. Now, that's about as guttural as I'm going to get it. But sometimes that's what it takes to awaken people. I mean, I'd rather see you stop spending money buying newsletters that are full of false promises. These guys don't have a magic wand. They don't have a crystal ball. They're basing it on one thing or another, but they're not basing this stuff on reality. I'd rather see you take $150 a month and or $150 a year or $250, whatever they're charging for these newsletters, and go out and buy a few ounces of silver once in a while. I can't help you with you know, selling you 3, 4, or 5 ounces of silver. I really can't. I'm not a coin store. I don't maintain an inventory on the shelf. I broker. I go out and get the best prices I can for the product we're discussing at any given point in time. But the reality is that I can't make good purchases and drive across town to and get them back here and package and ship them off to you at a fair price. Not if we're going to be able to support the work of RBN. And I'm not a millionaire, so I can't afford to do this for nothing. Every bit of precious metals that you buy through Morgana Precious Metals. Now, for those of you who've been with us for any length of time, I began some work with John Stadtmiller and Republic Broadcasting Network back in 2005. And I can tell you the exact day, August the 28th, 2005. I was there for a while and left. We got back together. We go through this every once in a while. When the markets aren't right, there's no point in my staying here using up airtime that someone else could benefit from doing, and you can benefit from hearing what they're talking about. So the reality factor is that when you're doing all this stuff, you know, we could come on the air, we could do this, we could do that, we could talk, I could scare the hell out of you. But Every dollar that you spend supports RBN. RBN gets a percentage of the profits, just like I would. Now, going back that far, you knew us as either Flying Eagle Gold or Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. I think what finally keyed me is a couple of weeks ago, after talking about that, we made an offer on the air, I had a call from a gentleman who wanted to know how to spell Kettle Moraine. And I finally said, that's enough. It wasn't his fault. I go on the air and spell it. Oh, kettle, like a pot and a pan in a kettle, and Moraine, M-O-R-A-I-N-E. Or I could get satirical and say, like in the ghetto, it's going to be Moraine today. But you put a E on the end. It just got to be a pain in the butt. Morgana is an inside joke, but it has some interesting ties to the numismatic world, as it were. Morgan Dollars. Morgan the Pirate. But I like the gal, so it became Morgana. Same company. Still a division of Kettle Moraine Limited. You call us, you place an order, and we're going to have an interesting offering for you today. And you can pay by a bank wire. You can pay by direct deposit if you happen to have my bank in your community. You can mail us a personal check. But I would strongly urge you either do it overnight or you do it by, you know, priority mail at least. And then we ship the product or have the product shipped to you. Gold, silver, platinum, whatever the case may happen to be. Although I'm very knowledgeable about numismatics or so-called rarities, I tend to avoid them because I want my client to get the greatest amount of gold possible for the money, but do it wisely. Mix and match. Don't put it all in the same product all the time. You want to deal with American Eagles? Fine. Maple Leafs? Okay. You maintain a greater degree of privacy with American Eagles, however. No reporting on the purchase or the sale under most circumstances. And that's important to understand. I'm going to tell you something on the air that I'm not supposed to divulge to you. Oh, no, they don't like the truth being told. They want to trap people. I prefer not to do that. I want to keep it clean. If you had to sell some product, you had to raise money for your family, for any kind of an emergency, you picked up the phone, called me today, said, Jeff, I got 30 ounces of gold I need to liquidate. I need the cash right away. All right, we can handle all that. Take a few days, everything's done, funds are in your account, you're set. The rules state you can liquidate up to 25 ounces of gold in a single 12-month period, and there's no reporting required. 26th ounce, the 30th ounce, the 40th ounce, I would have to report it. But you see, now that you know that, you can do 24, 25 ounces with me. Go do the other 5 to 10 or 15 ounces with somebody else. I'll help find people locally. We can help you with it. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Because you're about to lose your job.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now that I'm a grown man, I've traveled here and there. I've learned that a bottle of brandy and a song, the only ones who ever care. Poor boy, the only ones who ever care.
And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. Spend it fast as I can for a wailing song and a good guitar.
Hey, we are back. My goodness gracious, the time flies when you are having fun. I've got to get to a page here. Hey, Walmart is apparently, and I don't love these people, Walmart apparently is looking to hire truck drivers. Pay upwards of $90,000 a year. The really sad thing is about 5 months ago, I got a call from a client and a friend of mine who I've had some business dealings with in a roundabout way. And he's happens to be a truck driver, has his own company. There was a point in time, I think he had three different rigs. He may have just two now, I'm not sure. And he delivers cars, trucks, single RVs, things of this nature, to various places around the country. Sometimes for human beings, sometimes for dealerships, whatever the case may happens to be. And he's offering me $100,000 a year. Let me tell you something. I'm sick of sitting in my office. I'm sick of sitting in my home. I was a dummy. I should have taken it. Because frankly, I'm a real happy camper when I'm on the road. Yeah, I really am. I'm a very, very happy camper when I'm on the road. With doing it for Walmart? Nah, I don't think so. I'm not particularly interested in that stuff. But it is interesting. 90 grand a year, upwards thereof. Of course, you have to have training and got to have a truck driver's license and all that nonsense, you know. Republican bill to end the shutdown and fund the wall has failed in the Senate. Surprise, surprise. The Democrats are ruling the roost. It's over. We're screwed in this country. Of course, the government shutdown is kind of cool. Well, all right, so Walmart's offering to hire, but get this. Over 30 million U.S. workers are going to lose their jobs. Why? I mean, robots ain't replacing everybody, unless you're ordering a sex toy from Japan, I guess. But a quarter of U.S. jobs will be severely disrupted as artificial intelligence accelerates the automation of existing work. That's according to a new Brookings Institution report. The report was published last Thursday. It says roughly 36 million Americans hold jobs with high exposure to automation. Come on, go into McDonald's right now, today. And they got screens in there. You can go up and use your fingers to touch the screen and place your order the way you want it. And the one I go into with my granddaughter occasionally has got two screens. They're double-sided. And guess what? Every one of those screens is full of fecal matter and germs. And I made reference to that to somebody down in Florence, Arizona, last week when I was down there on a Wednesday. And the gal looked at me and said, you know, we've had concerns. We've had discussions about that very issue. I said, well, equally as important is those machines are putting you out of a job at some point in time. What are they going to need you to take orders for? They could just put those screens up here at the front counter. Well, somebody still has to hand them their cups. You can get a kid out of high school for 2.5 hours to do that. Come on. The anticipation is 70% of the tasks that are out there right now that could be performed by machines using current technology. Hey, you went out and bought one of those, you know, those AI vacuum cleaners, right? Yeah, you push it out of remote control, vacuums up the floor on a pre-programmed app, you know. This is what it's going to. That's why you've heard me say that I'm a lot happier that I'm closer to the end of my life than having a whole heck of a lot ahead of me. It's insane. I don't want to do this stuff. I don't want to do this stuff anymore. It's crazy. 30 million potential U.S. workers could lose their jobs. Over what kind of a time period? I don't know. I haven't read that far into it, nor am I going to do so. Stick around. Be right back.
A dollar out. How does the interest come about? You say my opinions are not fact. I want to ask you, is it opinion and is death intact? A dollar in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talking about this 30 to 36,000 jobs that we lost because of technicality or technical stuff. You know, I made a joke about, you know, getting a Japanese sex toy. I didn't mean sex toy. You can get female robots that are so anatomically correct today that I guess you can do more than have them ride as a pseudo passenger down the HOV lane on the highway. But here's some of the other interesting things about the comments we just shared with you. Most jobs will change as machines take over routine tasks. A majority of the U.S. workers will be able to adapt to that shift without being displaced. Says who? The changes are going to hit hardest in smaller cities, especially those in the heartland, Rust Belt, states like Indiana, Kentucky. That according to the report by Washington think tanks. They will also disproportionately affect the younger workers who dominate food services and other industries at highest risk for automation. Some chain restaurants have already shifted to self-ordering machines. We just spoke of those. Some have even experimented with robot-assisted kitchens. Google this year, they're piloting the use of a digital voice assistant at hotel lobbies to instantly interpret conversations across a few dozen languages. Restaurants will be able to get along with significantly reduced workforces. In the hotel industry, instead of five people manning a desk in a big hotel in New York City to greet people, there's one, and people basically will serve themselves. It goes on and on and on. Is the mob going to be able to hire some robots to go out and, you know, take care of a guy behind his ear? I don't know, people. It ain't good. It ain't good at all. Very quickly, before we move on, we've got an interesting offering I want to share with you in just a moment. I want to shake you out of your tree a little bit with something that is non-economic related. I mean, it is, but it doesn't predominantly address economics. At our main anchor website at Kettle Moraine, it's called federalobserver.com. If you never read another article at that website, I strongly urge you, after this program is over, to go to federalobserver.com. The top article posted today is entitled, Are We Eating Our Children? Now, that sounds kind of twisted. It's not meant in a sexual deviancy format at all. This is one of the most astounding pieces you will ever read. It is one of the few articles I've ever posted that I will strongly urge you to follow every link that is embedded within the article. Okay? It is important. You're going to be able to read complete listings and proof of exactly what the author is talking about. There's also several videos. One is important. One is satirical, but it really isn't. Are We Eating Our Children? Strongly urge you to read that after the program's over today. It will make some of you very sick. And the author even says, if you're disgusted and don't want to read any further, I understand. That's all the more reason you need to read the article. It is one of the most powerful, sickening things you will ever read in your life. By the way, a quick thing on gold. I mentioned to you at the outset of the program, gold was down $5.10 today at $1,285.10. I want to know where those figures come from. And the reason I say that is because I go to another source and they tell me that gold today is at $1,279. Who's right? Who's wrong? Oh, that's right. Somebody's using an April futures. Oh, this guy over here is using September futures. Nobody ever quotes you real spot figures. I'm telling you, they don't do it. It drives me insane. I've had, oh, well, I can buy cheaper over here. Wait a minute. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. The only way you're going to get the cheapest, lowest, best price possible on any product you ever buy that relates to gold and silver, things of that nature, is going to be if you've got 15 or 20 websites opened up at the same time with a broker from each one of those companies on the phone with you, finding out what their spot price is right now. I can have 6 or 8 websites open at the same time. None of them will show the same spot. It angers me. You know, I do a little bit of guesstimation before I come on the air as to where we think it may be or where it was based at that point in time. Doesn't make a lot of difference. Speaking of which, what are the figures for today on spot? Got to give you those real quick, and then we're going to get down to business here real fast. As of a little while ago, and I just refreshed it, so it's got to be there. Rhodium flat today at $2,320 an ounce. Palladium down $27 today at $1,303. Platinum up 7 at 800 even. You know, $479 or so lower than gold. It makes no sense. Platinum's never been lower than gold, not in my lifetime. Silver off a dime at 15 and a quarter today. Gold showing down 310 at 1279. That could be the aftermarket figure. So that means 1279 plus probably 21281. That's probably pretty close to what the other figures are that we talked about. But yeah, it's insane because I go to MarketWatch, they're telling me gold is at 1285. I mean, but there is aftermarket. You know, we move from New York, now we move to Hong Kong, then it goes to, you know, back to Great Britain, whatever. There's basically 4 different regions. I've got a place where I can call and order based on spot at 10, 11 o'clock at night. And it is the Zurich office of one of my major suppliers. And I've done it before. I haven't done it for a while, but I've done it before. So let's get down a little bit of business here today. We've not done this for a while. And I share with you last week, as I have for many, many years, that I bought silver first at the age of 10, my first gold piece at the age of 12. Now, I began to talk to you about this Tuesday, and unfortunately never was able to get my postings up at Morgana Precious Metals. So we're going to talk about it verbally for just a few minutes, and I will have it up later today. If we don't sell out, and if we do, we do. We've got limited supply of this particular product. It is one of my personal favorite gold coins. Maybe that's because there's memories and nostalgia tied to it. When I was 12, I went to a coin auction, or a coin sale, as it were, with my grandfather. and purchased my first gold coin. Now, Grandpa didn't give me the money for it, although I wasn't sitting there with money. He loaned me the money, which I paid him back the next day out of my savings account. At the age of 12, I had a savings account. I shoveled snow. I did things like this. And so you made money, and we had nothing to spend it on. We didn't have Xboxes. We didn't have all these video games, you know, all the stuff that, kids buy today. So one of the things that I never forgot is that very first gold coin I purchased was a roughly a quarter ounce gold piece. It was a Prussian. Now, Prussia was a German state. These are pre-World War I specimens. That does not make them rare coins. Legitimately and technically, they would be referred to as numismatic because they were a coin that was minted for the purpose of being spent. And they were, most of them were circulated. But the word numismatic does not mean rare coins. Numismatic has to do with the study and or collecting of coins, not of any particular significant value. How many of you had little blue books when you were kids and tried to get a mass of penny collection or nickels or dimes or walking liberty half dollars or whatever the case may happen to be? All of those were numismatic. Okay, it's what the marketing industry has turned into over the last 40 years, you know, selling common date certified $20 St. Gaudens or Liberty gold pieces for outrageous premiums, 40, 50% markup in many cases. Yes. With the promise that these are going to go to the moon. And when, you know, gold and silver lay flat, these are going to keep on going. Well, they don't, because now they flooded the market with them. And the market is nowhere near what it once was. You know, I remember a time where Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold pieces were selling for $1,500 a piece when gold was $800. There's less than an ounce of gold in it. And these were common date coins, 1924s, 1927s. They were a dime a dozen. And I know that company was getting 40% more than what they were paying for it. And the guy they were buying from was jacking it up 20% over what he paid for them. Who's zooming who? No, I want a coin that is affordable, that is going to be barterable, that's tradable, that's got some historic value, which does not necessarily increase its cost. It does to some degree because a market's a market. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I could get these by the thousands. That's not the case anymore. Far more limited today than they were then. If you called me today and said I want 500 of them, I don't know how long it would take to amass them. Prussian. A German state. The coins we have available right now, Wilhelm I and Wilhelm II, the 20 mark gold coin. They were minted between 1871 and 1912. They depicted Wilhelm I was a grandfather. Wilhelm II was his grandson. Interesting stuff. They were the monarchs in that area. Oh, yeah, Germany had monarchs back then. The Prussian 20 mark coins are striking coins. They weigh in just under a quarter of an ounce, net gold content, and they're quite exquisite coins. Early German pieces loaded with history. They represent, as I mentioned, the grandfather and grandson as the monarchs during their specific eras. And during the time that those were distributed and used and spent, they were the currency of choice in Central Europe. Spectacular examples of a very fine design work at a really exceptional value in my estimation. Wilhelm I, we're probably talking about coins in XF condition. They've been circulated, but everything is readable on them. It's legible. You've got still got a very decent strike on the coins. Wilhelm II, we may actually find in some AU to brilliant uncirculated condition. Can't guarantee any of that. We've got exactly 150 specimens available. I don't generally do on the air some of the things we're going to do today. So if you've got a paper and pencil, you've been considering some gold. The last I looked, one of the price structures we had, they were nearly $20 per coin less than a quarter ounce American Gold Eagle. Premiums seem to be crazy on those right now. And that's typical. First quarter of the year when the new strikes come out, oh, man, the high-end guys, they jack the prices up. They go crazy with it. I'm going to break this down to you in a couple different levels. Because, unfortunately, I have to place some minimums on these. My goal is not only to put something of tremendous real value into your hand, something that you can barter and trade with based upon its gold content. Yes, you can liquidate them at a pawn shop or a coin shop, or if you've got a bunch of them and say, Jeff, I got a couple of weeks or I've got a week, can I send these back and can you buy them back? And yeah, I'll give you the current market price on the buyback and we'll take care of business. I may have you drop ship them to a supplier. I may have you ship them here if I've got a client waiting. Or if I've got the money and I just want to add some more to my own holdings, which I do fairly often. One of the problems we run into here is, as we mentioned, Morgana Precious Metals is the metals arm that helps support RBN. And it's great to do straight up contributions if you can afford to do so that help the network. You know, I listen to the ads that we run with the PBS type approach and mentality, which is really interesting because I brought that to RBN many, many years ago, that entire mentality. And it finally, they finally decided to do something with it. But, I can't do 2, 3, 4 coins. Not through this particular venue because it's an impossibility. The only way I could pick up 4 coins for one of our clients, and I'm glad to do it, but you're not going to get the best price possible, and you'll see why here in just a minute. Because I've got a break. I've got to go across town, pick up what I can get. Can't guarantee I can get these across town. I've got a guy I can generally get sovereigns and some French 20 franc pieces, stuff like that. But these are a little unusual, and I've got to get these out of a specialty dealer. I used to do business with a guy in Florida for many, many years. I no longer cared for the way he did business. There was something fishy going on, and I had a client who had to liquidate a fairly large amount of stuff. It took 3 weeks for me to get the money out of these people. That means they didn't have the money. They were selling them, and they were shipping, but they weren't getting paid until after they ship. That's just not the way you do business in this business. And my client got, caught out in the cold with this situation. I'm not going to do that for our clients. If we're not in a position to move something right away on the buy or the sell, then I'm not going to offer it. I'm not going to have you waiting for money for 2 or 3 weeks. So, and it's the same way with your product. I don't like you waiting for 2 or 3 weeks to get your product either. So on this particular offering for the Prussian 20 mark, and it could be a mix, Wilhelm the first and second, you're looking at an 8-piece minimum purchase. You're looking at $345 each. $2,760 delivered for an 8-coin package. It's a good buy. It's a damn good buy. You're buying something that is well over 100 years old, that is still in that kind of condition, and it's gold, and it's private, and there's no reporting when you buy it. There's no reporting when you sell it. No, we do not accept credit or debit cards as payment. I'm not set up for that, and there's good reason for it. It has to do with your privacy, your security. If I started all of a sudden taking $2, 3, 4 million a year in credit and debit cards, I've got some real problems. And you are going to have problems. Payment method, personal check, by at the least priority mail, direct deposit into my corporate bank account. Once the funds are in, clear, normally a day, 2 days, the funds clear, shipments commence. Prices include shipping costs, insurance costs, everything's covered in here. And yes, a percentage of this goes right back to RBN. 8-piece minimum purchase, $2,760. If you can't afford $2,760, but you want to pick up some gold, feel free to call me. I'll give you some guidance. Maybe I can pick up something from one of my goes locally and make it fair price for you. I'm glad to do that. You can always call 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can always call the number that's on my website as well. It's going to forward to the other number anyway. You're not going to get, you know, one of 20 brokers working on a floor with a whole bunch of noise in the background. I'm the guy you're going to get, period. It's that simple. All right? We're running that close. Woo. All right. Next break on this thing, that's $345 a coin. If you want to purchase 12 up to 20 coins, $340 a coin. It's a $5 savings. A 40-piece package right now, which is the best buy there is. 40-piece package, $13,400 at $330. That's a $10 savings per coin. That's a darn decent savings. They're an amazing coin. I love the Prussians. You can go to Morgana Precious Metals, hold your mouse up over the thing where it says Morgana's Asset Vault, scroll down, click on Morgana's International Vault, and scroll on down. You're going to pass the British stuff. You're going to pass maybe the French stuff, get down into Morgana's selections from the Netherlands. Then you drop into Belgium, the German states, Italy, and Switzerland. Anything else you see up there that you've got an interest in, maybe for personal or from family history, you know, give us a holler. We'll see what we can do to come up. Right now, it's the Prussian Wilhelm the First and Seconds, 20 mark. I love these coins. Once again, part of it is because of their beauty. I wish I'd had a picture of the reverse of them because it's, my God, it's just gorgeous. It's so detailed. But the point is, who cares? It's gold. Historic gold. Yes, that places a slight premium on its value, but they're not being offered as rarities. They're not coming in certified slabs. We're not playing that game. Generally, they're going to come in a tube. They're going to come individually in plastic slips is how we're going to handle it. So 602-799-8214. Don't call that number while I'm on the air because I can't answer it. You can also call 623-327-1778. I will have these up on Morgana Precious Metals in Captain Morgana's treasure chest today. And I'd be really proud to get some of these in your hand. But I do apologize. It is an 8-piece minimum. I know my guy out there has been trying to get some stuff, but he's limited with his funds at 4 pieces. I can't do that with these because, frankly, my shipper won't ship something that small. I've got some other options I've been working on, but my other people have not had anything for us to work with right now. So take advantage of these. If you've been looking to add gold to your portfolio, add gold to your private, you know, maybe you got kids and grandkids. You're just trying to start getting things set for distribution to them. These are amongst the reasons we do it. My grandkids are what I'm concerned about at this point in time. I don't care how things get tough for the wife and I will not liquidate my gold and silver. Not unless we reach dire straits. Absolute have to do something right now. It's the only way we can raise funds. Then I would liquidate. But that's the reason we get it. It is wealth insurance, my friends. It's survival insurance. We also have a marvelous piece published at Morgana Precious Metals right now. I would strongly urge you to read. And it is, it's down just a wee bit. Here's what an American economic collapse could actually look like. It is imperative you read this piece. One of the most well-researched, but she's a brilliant writer anyway. And she does not put links in her articles to waste your time. Every link in there has got importance and meaning. Here's what an American economic collapse could actually look like. Read it. Don't weep. Take action. Call us today. We have very limited numbers on these coins. 602-799-8214. I will generally answer by saying good afternoon or good evening. This is Jeff. How may I help you? Keep it private. Keep it quick. Keep it clean. That's what we try to do for you. And you're, once again, helping support RBN, our mission. We'll continue to carry forward with it. We are nearly out of time. Thanks for the extra time that we needed today. It is important for us to do this. And we'll be with you again next week. Let's see what the markets are doing. Dow is now currently down 9 points. Oh, they're buying it back. Gold's down only 460 now. Global Dow, everything else is a cup across the board except for the Dow. Who cares anymore? It's ridiculous. Oh, by the way, Sears, all their vacant stores, they seem to be renting out to or selling the buildings to the, or leasing or whatever they're doing out to the big exercise clubs. Gold's Gym, I guess, is picking up a bunch of them. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big, big trouble. We'll have new posts up on Morgana Precious Metals tonight. None of this is going to end well, folks. None of this is going to end well. Be prepared. Gird up your loins. Prepare for battle. Protect yourselves and stop worrying about everyone else. Okay? This is what becomes important. You guys have a great weekend. For those who choose to call, I would recommend doing so shortly. We'll be off the air in 2-3 minutes. I'll be pretty much available on and off throughout the day. My phones are with me always. But I would try the 602-799-8214. We do have some issues with the other phone line that I'd forgotten about until just now. That's it. What else we got going? What do you got cooking for the weekend? Weather's beginning to warm up here. Not that good. I saw one of my neighbors yesterday saying that she's only going to be here another week. And she's going to miss this warm weather. Well, I didn't consider it all that warm. But then turns out she's from Canada. I'm in Arizona, but we ain't had that warm of a winter down here. I'm telling you something. We've had 3-4 nights of freezes. Yeah, in the desert, we get freezes. We've had snow within 50 miles of where I live and out in Scottsdale and other areas that aren't too horribly far from there. And it's been interesting. We are going to have a new piece posted over on Golden IRA. It's a site I don't talk about too horribly often. There is a very interesting piece we're going to post regarding your 401 and IRA accounts and some interesting new news as relates to Roth accounts. And for those of you who may already have precious metals IRAs, this is going to be of interest to you. Those who may be interested in at least researching setting up a precious metals IRA, go to goldenira.com. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you once again on Tuesday.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And you can fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, January 24th, 2019. Sure happy.